Welcome to the Rugged Gospel Podcast, a lifestyle podcast where we have conversations about some of the biggest topics and challenges facing Christianity today. My desire is that you use these conversations to spark one of your own with somebody else, creating an atmosphere of openness and change that can all start through a conversation. For more information on the Rugged Gospel, visit us on our website at theruggedgospel.com and follow us on our social media at The Rugged Gospel. And with that, here's this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of The Rugged Gospel. And today we're going to be talking about something that I've been thinking about for a while. This is what to do when there's like a gray area, when there's something you're not really sure of. So making some decisions. So we're going to be covering some of that today. So let's start with this. I mean, in many cases or many areas, and I feel like most people in today's society don't really admit it, but mostly what's right and wrong is actually pretty clear. There is absolute truth to a lot of things that, you know, nowadays are very different and doubtable, to say the least. But if you're a Christian, then the Bible provides a lot of instructions that are somewhat pretty clear on what you should do or you shouldn't do. And of course, Christianity is not all about just following rules. The things that God calls sin should be avoided because they don't lead to a good life, happiness, and of course, God. But there are some things that maybe are not quite as clear, right? And we all maybe can think of one or two things that maybe are not fully said or written in the Bible, right? So today we're going to be talking about a little bit of that. I believe that the Bible does give us a lot of guidelines for how to handle some of these gray areas, and this is just a couple points, I guess, that I have for you guys today, and it's something we can use, and I normally use to clarify whether something is a good idea or not. And we're gonna go ahead and start it. So don't do something if, right? The answer to any of these questions is a yes, then you probably should not do it. Whatever it is that you're considering. So first one is, will it have a negative long-term consequence, right? So maybe an example of this can be maybe something that you go into like in debt, right? Which can put you in a financial bondage or in a financial spot that you don't want to be in. So sometimes, you know, we make a certain decision based on just maybe a feeling or something that we want, but not maybe can't really afford, but we want it. So we go into it and we go into debt. And now we're in this financial situation later down the road, right? So it creates a consequence that's gonna be kind of long-term, right? So we're talking about at least, depending on the type of term that you have for your car, it's, you know, gonna be anywhere from 3 to 5, 6 years, depending on what you sign up for. Another one can maybe be addiction. For example, that is something that can bondage somebody in for a long time. And maybe we all know somebody that maybe is having trouble with alcoholism, right? And we can see that. We can see that it could have a long-term consequence. We can see that it can lead to a lot, right? Some people might say, oh, well, it's only one drink. Right, but it can lead to more drinks, it can lead to an addiction, and it can lead to, you know, in a lot of cases, a divorce or maybe even worse, right? So there are things that have long-term consequences, and you should really think about that when you're making a decision on doing something or going into something, right? The second one is, could it harm my body? Right, so we're talking about God's temple. Anything that's likely to bring bad health or disease, I believe, should be avoided, right? Often this comes down to maybe moderation on what we eat, what we can't eat, etc., right? Some things can lead to other, like I was saying, alcohol can lead to you harming your body, right? Or smoking can lead to harming your body. And leading to maybe a cancer, right? So for those things, like drugs and alcohol and many others can harm your temple, God's temple, right, by defiling it. And it says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God with your body. It also says in Romans 6:13, do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments to righteousness. Right? So that's another one, right? And the third one that I have for you guys, will it give me a guilty conscience? Right? Basically, if you think something is wrong, don't do it. Right? A lot of the times this comes into our mind, right? And we begin to ask, like, oh, do you think this is wrong? Do you think this stepping over that line, that very thin line, how far can I go, right? Or you know what I'm talking about. So will it give me a guilty conscience? And this also, I feel like, is if God is putting that in you and you're having, like, there's something telling you that it's wrong, it's probably because it is. And if you don't follow that, you're choosing to disobey. And that's wrong. So sometimes if, you know, we don't think it might be wrong fully, right? Because, oh, nothing clarifies it in the Bible, right? But inside of us and in our heart and in our mind, we feel like it might be wrong. Then even though it doesn't say it in the Bible, but we're disobeying what God is putting in our heart, that disobedience becomes then wrong, right? So in Romans 14:23 says, but whoever has doubts, it's condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin, right? And Corinthians 8:7 says, however, not all possesses this knowledge, but some through former association with idols eat food as really offered to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled, right? So I think it's very clear. Another one that I have for you guys is, and this one I think is very important as well, will it cause someone else to sin, right? A lot of people, I feel like, maybe will not fully agree with this one, because I mean, if I'm not sinning, right, or if I don't think it's wrong, or if it's not my conviction, right, but will it cause somebody else to sin, right? So this is where we can lovingly sacrifice a little bit of our freedom or something we might not think is fully wrong to help our brothers and sisters out, right? Will whatever I'm doing cause somebody else to sin, right? Anything I do, maybe it's not sin to you, but it might be something that they struggle with. It might be something that they've struggled with in the past. And if you do it around them, or if you choose to do whatever it is or go ahead with whatever it is and cause them to then sin or cause them to then fall, then I believe we, like I said earlier, should take a little bit of our freedom away and in that sense help somebody out not sin, right? And 1 Corinthians 8:9-13 says, but take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. And Romans 13:10 says, love does not wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law, right? And another point I have here is, will it hurt my witness, right? We don't want to hinder the spread of the gospel, and you never know who may be watching, right? So as a believer, as believers, our life, your life, should stand out as different, right? And different in a good way, not a bad way, right? And 1 Corinthians 10:32-33 says, give no offense to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the church of God, just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved, right? And Peter 3:15-17 says, but in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. Right? Which is, again, pretty clear. So, if the answer to all of those questions or all of those things that I mentioned is a no, then it seems that the action won't cause any harm, right? And it's clearly not maybe a bad idea. But is it a good idea, right? So I would say go ahead and do it if, right? So on these questions or on these specific points, you're looking for a yes as the answer. Will it benefit either myself or others, right? So some things may not have a negative impact, but may not have a positive either. So preferably you'd want to spend your time doing something beneficial, right? So 1 Corinthians 10:23-24 says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things, right, are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor, right? And another one on this specific thing, that go ahead and do it if it will bring glory to God. So whatever we do, whatever you do, your goal should always be to glorify God and not glorify yourself, right? And as we read in 1 Corinthians, right, also in verse 31 of chapter 10, it says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God, right? So if you can answer yes to those first questions or points and then no to the others, then the gray areas become a little bit more clear, right? And again, you know, there is not a verse for every single thing that you're going to go through in life. And sometimes, you know, with those gray areas or those areas where you don't really see anything specifically said in the Bible, go back and think of all of these points and see what would God want me, of course, to do or to think, or what would he think if I do this or that. And if there's that thing that's telling you do not do it, or if you're even having any doubt, and I always tell anybody who asks me that, I'm like, if there is absolutely any doubt or anything in your mind that it might be wrong, I would not do it. I would just go with it's wrong and I'm not going to do it. I'd rather be on the safe side than push it as far as I can just to have some gratification that at the end is going to lead me to sin, right? And like we know, sin equals death. So anything that you do, always keep all these points in mind to help you out when you don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, and when that area maybe is a little gray for you. Again, guys, this was a shorter one, but thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for supporting all the time. I really do appreciate you guys, and we are going to be coming out with episodes coming up until the end of the year, and at the beginning of the year, we're going to be also starting a series that's going to be really good, that I'm really excited about. But yeah, again, thanks for listening. Thanks for always supporting, and we'll see you on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for listening to The Rugged Gospel. I want to thank you all so much for all the stars and reviews and all your support this far. If you haven't, please leave us a review and a rating, which helps the podcast grow and be more visible to people. Make sure to follow us on Instagram for all announcements, and please comment. We'd love to hear from you. And lastly, we're so excited to announce that we are now on YouTube. Please go and subscribe to the channel. The link will be listed below. Thank you all again, and we'll see you on another episode of The Rugged Gospel.